Welcome to the Jet Setter Show, where we explore lifestyle-friendly destinations worldwide. Enjoy and learn from a variety of experts on topics ranging from upscale travel at wholesale prices to retiring overseas, to global real estate and business opportunities, to tax havens and expatriate opportunities. You'll get great ideas on unique cultures, causes, and cruise vacations. Whether you're wealthy or just want to live a wealthy lifestyle, the Jet Setter Show is for you. Here's your host, Jason Hartman.
Welcome to the Jet Setter Show. This is Jason Hartman, your host, where we explore lifestyle-friendly destinations worldwide. I think you'll enjoy the interview we have for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds here on the Jet Setter Show.
What's great about the shows you'll find on jasonhartman.com is that if you want to learn about some cool new investor software, there's a show for that. If you want to learn why Rome fell, Hitler rose, and Enron failed, there's a show for that. If you want to know about property evaluation technology on the iPhone, there's a show for that. And if you'd like to know how to make millions with mobile homes, there's even a show for that. Yep, there's a show for just about anything. Only from jasonhartman.com. Or type in Jason Hartman in the iTunes store.
It's my pleasure to welcome James Filsinger to the show. He is with Yapta, which is a site you may have heard of. It's a very innovative business model. James has more than 16 years' experience in the travel industry, and he's got proven success as a CEO and in the M&A field, business development roles with global startups and Fortune 500 companies. So we're going to get kind of a unique perspective there. And James, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jason. Hey, thanks for having me today.
My pleasure is all mine. Are you coming to us today from Seattle by any chance?
Yes, Yapta is based in Seattle. Yep, and it's a beautiful sunny day here in Seattle. One of our 14 or 15 days we get up here.
Yeah, and when you have those, they are incredible. So let's make this interview snappy and get you back outside because you got to enjoy those while they last. Well, hey, so tell us about Yapta. How did it come about?
Sure. Yapta began in May 2007, so we've been around for a while. And really, the main impetus is we're a great tool for travelers to have in their toolbox. So you may use various sites to book your travel, to research your travel. But Yapta was really founded to leverage the price fluctuations in the airline industry so that if you've booked your trip or your flight someplace and you want to make sure that you got the best price, we can track that for you. And if that price drops after you've booked it, we'll give you an alert and allow you the opportunity to rebook that and recognize those savings with the airline. So it was really based on the fact that there are fluctuations in airline pricing, and we as travelers should be able to take advantage of that and capture those savings.
Well, okay, so that sounds great because every traveler is incredibly annoyed not only by TSA and the other perils of travel, but they're annoyed by the airline pricing models and these algorithms the airlines are using to compete with each other and price flights based on very complicated sets of things. You know, it's amazing. Like, everybody tries to figure out how to beat it. I know I have. And, you know, I've got to mention something else, James, with that, is humans, we kind of have this funny nature, don't we? And this is just a general statement, but do I want to go out and make an extra $10,000 in my business or save $200 on an airfare? I don't know why.
That's right. That's right. We're always looking for the best deal. That's right. And you're absolutely right. Airlines have spent hundreds of millions of dollars and have very talented and intelligent operations research personnel who have developed their revenue management and yield management systems. And they look at the trends in how bookings are going, on how many people are actually on the plane, on what the origin destination is, how many segments there are. You know, they factor in all, whether it's raining on a Tuesday in Seattle or not. I mean, there's so many factors that go into that. And it's difficult for us as travelers to figure out how to get the best price. And to your point, it is frustrating to know that I'm taking my family on vacation to Orlando and, you know, the person right next to me paid $250 less for their seat than I did. And so what Yapta does is, and we've actually identified more than 300 million about $350 million, actually, in airfare savings for our registered users on yapta.com. And we have over a million users right now. And so the way we go about doing that is we do price checks on a consistent basis and then go ahead and alert the traveler via email, via text, or via a Twitter feed.
When you talk about price comparison, and it's interesting because you do it before, during, and after the booking, I guess, and I want to hear more about that, but is it the exact same flight? So if I book the 10:30 a.m. flight from Phoenix to Seattle or Phoenix to New York or whatever, you know, is it the exact same flight where the fluctuation occurs, or is it any flight during that time range on any airline in the same route? Or there's so much complexity to this, it's mind-boggling sometimes.
Sure. And we actually track the actual flight. So we track the same origin and destination, the same flight, and the same class of service, so that, you know, you're not disrupted. And you're right, there is complexity around that. And while you may, you know, if I'm flying from Seattle to London and I've booked a certain price, I got that flight for a certain price, maybe I could get routed through Chicago, Atlanta, and New York and save money. But do I really want that as my first price check? So we've actually had interest in that with providing the service for a check against other airlines within a certain time window, and also with neighboring airports. So like instead of O'Hare, you know, going to Midway or something. So, but today we actually have, we price exactly the same cabin class, the exact same flight, the exact same departure time as you booked.
So talk to us, if you would, about when the prices might fluctuate and how someone would actually interface with Yapta. Would they go and would they say, hey, you know, I'm kind of thinking about flying to London 3 weeks from now on Tuesday, and kind of keep an eye on this for me? Is it like a fare watching system at first and then, or how does it work?
You can do both. So you can go out to yapta.com and you can search for a particular flight, and you can put in, you can ask for that flight to be tracked, or you can also go in, and most of our users will go in and they will post booking, so they've already bought the trip, they'll go in and put in their information, and then we'll alert them if that price drops. So you can do both.
Okay, good. So further information on how to use the site. I mean, you have over a million users. That's fairly big.
Yeah. We've been very happy with the success that we've had with Yapta. And all you have to do is go out to yapta.com. You give us a name and your email address, and you're registered. So there's no fee to use our site. And if you have the opportunity to rebook, we point you directly to the airlines to rebook that trip. So, and then when you get a refund, depending upon the airline, in many cases, you will get the refund in the form of a voucher to be used again. So on the one hand, you may have somebody saying, well, what you're doing, Yapta, is you're messing with the airline's yield management systems, and so aren't they going to get upset? But in actuality, what we're doing is we are pointing for rebooking back to the airline site, and we are also enabling vouchers, which will then be used at a later date by that traveler. So I may be booking a trip and tracking a flight that I myself personally am going on for business, and I save some money on that, and I get a voucher for $300 from the airline. Well, the next trip I go on, maybe actually I may take my spouse or my children with me or something, and I'll use that voucher. So it actually promotes loyalty, not only direct booking to the airline, but then also future loyalty by using those vouchers again.
Right, and that's a good point. You know, it also might be just a case of maybe the next trip you take is a $500 trip and you only have a $300 voucher, so they're still gaining
revenue.
So I can see how the airlines wouldn't, you know, at first they might have thought, oh, this is terrible, this is going to kill us, but ultimately it may be beneficial to them, right?
That's right. Yep, it'll drive some loyalty, and you know, and their direct booking channel is where they're pointing travelers today, and is their most cost effective from their perspective.
So. Now, does the say you book a flight and the price of that flight goes down, so the refund of the difference, you get exactly the difference if it's $19.36, is that what you get a voucher for?
Well, you actually the refund difference will depend upon the airline. And it'll depend upon the airline's change fees. so if there is a change fee imposed, we will alert you only if the savings exceed the change fee. So if there's a $100 change fee and the savings on the ticket is $125, then you would get a $25 voucher from the airline.
Okay, so when you're talking about change fee, let's just really make sure the listeners understand the way it works. You go, you book your flight, the price is $500 for that flight. And then the price drops to $375 and there's a $100 change fee. So what people are doing is they're actually, they need to change the flight, or explain that a little bit.
No, they just rebook their same, so they're on the same flight again. So what would happen is we actually see, I think average airfare is closer, it's between $600 and $700, let's just say. And then, so let's go back to your example. So $500, you book that for $500, it drops to $375. What's going to happen is you're going to rebook with that airline. They will impose a change fee, and they will give you a credit for the remaining $25. And that credit can be used on future travel. Generally, that's good for a 12-month period of time. So you have up to a year to use that $25.
And when they, and hopefully it's a lot more than 25. By the way, do you have an amount? You probably keep stats on this. What is the average voucher value?
Well, we have seen potential savings on average, and it depends on the mix of international and domestic, and it also depends obviously on carrier and the routes. But generally, we did a study, we've averaged about $500 plus in savings on a ticket. So there, obviously, that's factoring into the mix. You've got some international travel in there. But the savings are significant.
Wow, that can be very significant. So when they use the voucher, they're not doing that through YAPTA, right? They go to the airline's actual site at that time. So they don't get the YAPTA benefits the second time around, I assume.
Well, we can then continue to track that flight for them. So flights we have seen, and flights will have many price fluctuations in them. So there may be a savings opportunity at one point in time, and there may be a follow-up savings opportunity at another point in time. So the traveler could continue to have that tracked through our system.
Yeah, very interesting. Does YAPTA cater to a certain type of traveler? Is it an international traveler? Is it a business traveler, or a business class or first class traveler? Or, you know, is it good for domestic hops? What's sort of the thing that is their specialty?
No, we actually are available and a good option for any traveler of any profile, whether a business traveler, international, or domestic. You know, you hinted at the complexity of airlines' yield management systems, and they are just so complex that there's opportunity for really any traveler profile to take advantage of the YAPTA's tracking capabilities and to be able to save money on their ticket. I actually had a colleague of mine. I recently, as you mentioned in the intro, I recently became CEO and president of YAPTA in mid-July. And when I was reaching out to a colleague of mine and I let him know where I was working at YAPTA, he said, "Oh, YAPTA, yes, I use that service. I saved $1,700 on my family's vacation to Venezuela."
Isn't
and
that
I said,
great?
"Wow, that's fantastic."
Yeah.
So he's a business colleague of mine that was taking his family on a holiday. So it's really good for any kind of traveler profile.
And it's interesting, when you talk to him and he talked about the $1,700 savings, boy, by the way, Venezuela, wow, that's an exotic.
Yep.
I'd love to go. I have this morbid fascination with communism, but I'd kind of be afraid. I want to go to North Korea too, you know, I haven't been there.
Boy.
But anyway, I'm kind of afraid to, for sure. But when he quotes that $1,700 in savings, I mean, that's not a fluffy, amorphous number, is it? Because he had actually booked a flight, and then got that money back, right?
Yes, and then he tracked that flight, and he got that refund. That's correct.
And so I assume he wasn't careless when he booked the flight. He looked around and got the best deal. Maybe went to a couple different websites.
That's another interesting feature of YAPTA. And if you're tracking a flight and you do not get an alert that the price has dropped, we actually send out weekly summaries of all of the trips that you're tracking. And in some cases, as an example, I happened to be traveling to Orlando here in the next week. I was tracking my flight with YAPTA, and I got my weekly summary, and it said that the price had actually gone up. So that tells me that it helps me to feel good about hey, I actually booked a pretty good price because the price is going up now. So we give you both kind of sets of information and feedback on how you did on booking your trip.
Very interesting. Now, the airline doesn't come back and make you give them a voucher when the price goes up, right?
Don't give them that idea.
Yeah. I'm sure the price almost always goes up. I mean, as you get closer to the departure date, that's almost goes without saying. Now, an interesting thing, you might have a comment on this, and it's not really about YAPTA per se, but it reminded me, because my next question is, how does the search capability work? But before we get to that, I'm sure you heard recently about that little scandal with, I think it was Orbitz, charging people with Apple computers more than people with PCs. Any commentary on that one? I thought that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to try to extract ancillary revenue and incremental fees from people for their approach to booking. It's interesting and just kind of a commentary. I've been in the travel technology industry for, as you mentioned in the intro, about 16 years, and just seeing how, airlines in the travel industry behaves. It's interesting that, the pricing has come down significantly. It used to be that air travel was a large component of your trip expense. And you would ask an agent, hey, can I book a flight from Seattle to Chicago? And you'd hear type, 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 and they'd say, I can get you there for $1,800. And you'd say, oh, is there anything cheaper? And they'd type, 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 and say, I can get you there for $1,600. And you felt good about that. You thought, oh, I got a good deal, and I'll move forward with that. And with the advent of the internet and airlines embracing the internet, and I'm fully aware that this train has left the station, but now you have customers who are shopping on price. And so airlines have cut their core pricing to be able to get the eyeballs and get at the top of the search list and get travelers to book with them. And so now what they're doing is having to add on all these other services to try to make up the revenue so they can cover their labor and their fuel expenses. And it's interesting that the changing dynamics of the travel industry have gone from airline travel, in its heyday, was luxurious and expensive and for a few, and today it's more of
it's the Greyhound bus in the sky.
It is.
Yeah. No question about it. I mean, I remember, just to your point, James, when I was a kid, before Reagan deregulated the industry, it was $500 to fly from LA to New York. I grew up in LA. Grandparents lived back east. And you can fly to New York for less than $500 today many times. And if you adjust for inflation, I bet the price has come down by a magnitude, really. I mean,
that's a great point.
It's pretty significant. I mean, adjusting for inflation and everything, I'm guessing if you take real inflation, that airfare would probably be $2,000-$3,000 today.
Sure. Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an amazing difference, and maybe people don't appreciate that as much. We all grouse and complain about all the hassles of flying and how we're in a sardine can, but we can do a lot more of it than we could ever afford in the past, that's for sure.
You're absolutely correct.
So, yep. Yeah, that's true. Yep. Well, how does the actual search engine work? Because a lot of this comes down to the search capabilities of the website you're using. And I don't know the differences, but I do know, of course, airlines like Southwest, I don't think they appear on any website except their own. So you wouldn't get their fares on YAPTA, I assume, either, probably, right?
Well, we actually use, you're correct, regarding Southwest. We do use a partner for our price checking. And so for search, we actually use a partner, Kayak. So if you're just looking to book a flight and want to do a search, Kayak's our partner for that. But then actual price checking, we use Travelport for that, for our airfare. And so because Southwest does not participate in the GDSs, we unfortunately don't have access to their fares.
And what's a GDS? Just give us that link over.
Sorry. Global Distribution System.
Okay, good.
And that is there are three main global distribution system companies in the world, Sabre, Amadeus, and Travelport.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is airlines will put their inventory, so all of their flight information and their available seats, into these systems to then be sold by the old style brick and mortar, sorry to call them old style, but the brick and mortar travel agencies that actually have a physical location, as well as the online travel agencies like Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, et cetera. And they access those major systems to be able to get that information.
Right. Okay. So you use one of the three, you use Travelport, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's
yours.
Because I was going to ask you about Kayak, which I haven't honestly used that much, but people always seem to say good things about it, and I really didn't know why. Does it search more places, or what is the difference when you go to Orbitz, Travelocity, Kayak, Yapta? What happens there? I mean, the prices are different. I mean, I've had where even on Hotwire it'll open up different windows, and Kayak does that too, and they're quite different sometimes. Why?
Yeah, well, it's so the airlines have what's called a participating carrier agreement to participate or put their inventory, like I said, in these global distribution systems, but they also want to drive traffic to their own websites directly. And then some of these other online travel agencies will then be able to bundle or get what's called a negotiated fare to where that they can combine offerings to offer different prices. Now, in theory, according to all of the agreements that the airlines have with the different players in the industry, you should be seeing consistent pricing. But that goes back to the complexity, again, of yield management systems that the airlines have put in place and the price fluctuations and when that's actually priced and those types of things. And it depends on where those online travel agencies are actually looking for the price. Some of them, not to dive too much into the technical aspects, but some of them will go to a cache. So they'll get a price, and they'll pull all that pricing information into a database, and it'll reside there for a period of time, and they will price against that cache. So it's not actually real time that they're looking at. I don't know if you've ever, or any of your listeners have ever gone out to an online travel agency and they get through, they say, oh, there's a price for, here's this for $500. And by the time they get through to just about pay, then it says, oh, we're sorry, that price is no longer available. That's happened to me personally.
I know. How annoying, you know.
Yeah, and that's because they're actually pricing against a shopping cache, a shopping database cache. And then when you go to actually pay, they have to go out and real-time price that to bring that back to make sure they're getting you the most accurate price. And so that's when you get sometimes that discrepancy if it's no longer available. So it depends on a lot of factors. The travel industry has built a lot of complexity into its systems and pricing and things like that. But back to your original comment about, or your original question about Kayak. Kayak does do a broader search, and it does search across a number of direct sites and online travel agencies. And so it's kind of made its name on this on its search capabilities to go specifically into the travel industry.
So distinguish that if you would, because you talked about how you use Kayak. Yapta uses Kayak somehow, but then it doesn't use it completely. What's the distinction there?
Well, so if you've already booked a trip, and you put in your name and email address, and then you put in your itinerary information, we will track that. And the way we track that is with Travelport. Now, we also have the capability at yapta.com to go ahead and search for and book a flight. So you can go out to Yapta, and you can actually plan your trip. And you can say, I want to buy a ticket from Seattle to Orlando. And you search that, and you search the available options, and that actually goes through our Kayak partnership.
Yapta gives me a lot of security that I don't have to mess around. You know, I can just start booking trips and not worry too much about them. Your software and your system will do a lot of that worrying for me that I'm not getting robbed.
That's right. That's right. We will watch out for you and make sure that you're getting the best deal that you can. Yep.
And according to your website, it says the savings identified for Yapta members since May of 2007, over $250 million?
Yeah, we actually need to update that because it's over $300 million now.
Wow.
Yeah. And we've actually conducted over 1 billion, with a B, price checks for our users.
And the average savings per Yapta member is $334. Now, that isn't on one flight. It's for maybe that member has booked multiple flights.
Actually, that's on qualified tickets. So if you're tracking a ticket when there is savings, that's on the savings. That's not over like a year or some time frame. That's when we identify savings for our users on average across all itineraries and all tickets that have savings. That's how much we save our travelers.
That is amazing. That's a lot
yes,
of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like a significant amount of money. It really is. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You know what I've always had a hard time with is I just, on long flights, when I go to Europe or any international travel, I can sort of tolerate it domestically, but I just do not want to ever fly coach again on long flights. And I've always had a tough time getting decent deals on business class tickets. Any advice on that?
Well, I think there's a few things to look for. One is you should try to book your ticket midweek in the Tuesday to Thursday time frame, because about 80% of airline sales start on Tuesday and end on Thursday. So that might help you get a better price on that. And availability and pricing is also better if you avoid Monday, Friday, or Sunday travel days, because generally speaking, those days are priced higher due to the demand that's driven by business travelers. And then another thing you can do is, depending upon when you're flying, if you have the opportunity to book your trip somewhere around the end of August and to the beginning of September, and then again around the end of December or early January, that's a good time to book your trips too, because bookings tend to drop off significantly. You've got the end of summer coming up. People are, you know, have done their traveling, and so the end of August and beginning of September is a good time for some lower fares being offered. And then the same with end of December, early January. You've already booked, you've had your Christmas holiday, your New Year's holiday, and it's a good time to get a deal. A couple other things to think about is if you follow your favorite airline on Twitter or on Facebook, a lot of airlines have really embraced the social media aspect of that and will provide special deals or special offers for those followers or friends on Facebook. And then lastly, I'd say, you know, one piece of advice would be to make sure that you clear your cookies off your computer before you start the shopping process. It may seem a little bit counterintuitive, but they don't, you know, online shopping doesn't always reward loyal customers. A lot of times they're trying to get that first customer and really give a good deal to then build that brand loyalty and try to bring you back. And so you might be surprised that if you clear your, you know, if you do a search and you don't really find the price that you're looking for, clear your cookies, go into your browser settings and clear those out, and then try a search again. And you never know, you might get a reduced price offered there just from doing that.
You know, James, it is amazing. I have been paranoid about that for a couple of years now, because it seems like they know this guy's been here and he's still looking to do that same thing, and eventually we're going to get him, so we're going to stick it to him. I've been paranoid about that. I'm wondering if that's even legal, actually. It sounds like what Orbitz was doing with the Mac and PC users and stuff, but I don't deny that it exists. It's amazing to hear that validated. It really is. It really is. So that is a real thing, huh? Good advice. What do you see as the future for Yapta? Are you going to get into, do you do cruises or anything like that?
We don't today, but that's a very good opportunity for us. And again, on something that has that value, that price point, price fluctuations would give a good return to travelers and cruisers. So yeah, that's certainly an area that I'm looking into. You know, candidly, I'm getting my arms around the business and where we are from that standpoint on the consumer side. I would say that we have made a transition and a pivot into the enterprise B2B space, so the business-to-business space. We have launched a product called FareIQ, which behaves in a similar manner to Yapta.com, but it is specifically tailored to the business environment. So we are selling this service now into travel management companies and corporations. And we've seen that we can save upwards of 4% of annual travel spend for a corporation. So significant savings that translate right down to the bottom line for those customers.
Yeah, that's great. I've always felt that large companies overpay for travel expenses. You know, it seems like whenever I'm next to someone on the plane or in line with them at the counter, they've always got the super expensive ticket that costs $1,100 for the $300 ticket, because you can change it, you can do anything with it, and I just can't imagine that's worth it. But again, that's an area I don't really understand, so I don't know. But you know, you also allow people to book hotels and cars on your website. Does the Yapta business model apply to that?
Yeah, we do. We also do pre-purchase price tracking for hotels. And you can put in a threshold again for alerts, whether that's $10, $20, or $50, and we will go ahead and alert you. And in that particular case, on the hotel side, we partner with Orbitz and Booking.com. On the car side, we, you know, our traffic and our users, the vast majority utilize our yapta.com service for airfare price tracking. But we do offer a hotel product, and there is the ability to book cars. One of the things with the car spend is it's generally a smaller dollar value, and so recognizing savings that truly kind of get people excited about rebooking and calling back is a bit limited.
Yeah, I can understand that. Hey, one last question for you. Where did the name come from, Yapta?
Well, it was, we launched in 2007, and we were looking for, a name that was kind of had that an internet feel to it, and it actually stands for Your Amazing Personal Travel Assistant.
Ah, see, I would have never known that. That's yep. Fantastic. Yep. Well, good stuff. Well, James, thank you so much for joining us today. Really interesting learning more about yapta.com, and I'm sure our listeners will go and take advantage of it. Anything else you'd like people to know?
Have safe travels. And after you book your trip, make sure you track it on yapta.com, and we'll save you money.
Fantastic. James Filsinger, thanks again for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
Now's your opportunity to get the Financial Freedom Report. The Financial Freedom Report provides financial self-defense in uncertain times, and it's your source for innovative, forward-thinking investment property strategies and advice. Get your newsletter subscription today. You get a digital download and even more. Go to jasonhartman.com to get yours today. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.